This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us. It is Tuesday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. I hope that you are enjoying the place that God has strategically placed you so that you can thrive in your relationship with Him and make impact for the glory of God. Merritt Assembly of God, we are the church that is blessed to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, to be a blessing to our community, to be a blessing spiritually and relationally, however we can be. And so during the month of July, we are accepting donations at our church. We're going to be helping a school with some school supplies. We've got another church or another school that we are helping in some other ways. Actually, there's going to be a series of schools that we help throughout the school year with some various things. But we want to be a blessing. The concept of the church just staying inside the four walls of the church has never been about who we are. We believe that the church is a great place to gather. It's a great place to worship, but Jesus commanded us to go, and so that's what we are going to do. And so if you feel so inclined, like to make a donation of school supplies for an elementary school, we would be more than happy to accept those and facilitate the transfer of those school supplies to those who will need it in the coming weeks and months. School is not that far away. You know, I remember when we were growing up, dirt was new and school didn't start until, towards the end of August or even the first week of September. And now it starts very early in August. And I'm so thankful that my summer didn't get cut off that quickly. So today we want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete is here in Brevard County, decades of experience in all things concrete. They can do anything from the demo that needs to be done, the preparation that needs to be done, the installation that needs to be done, finishing it, cleaning up, getting out of the way. They want to put their expertise, their experience, and their great work ethic to work in such a way that at the end you will be left with a solid foundation, something that is going to withstand the test of time, and you are going to be able to advance and move forward. They've got decades of connections and do a great job at a great price. They may be just the resource you're looking for if you've got a concrete job that you are looking to have done. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. That gets you in touch with Greg. The Anderson family's been part of Merritt Assembly of God longer than I have, and I've been there for 33 years. Jits Concrete may be a great resource for you. 321-536-5804. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. So, let's go back. We're going to start reading in verse number 1. We're going to read down through verse 5 and pick up. Actually, we're going to read a little bit further today. We will read on down through verse 11, and then we'll pick up in verse number 5. Romans 5:1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So we were talking on yesterday's program about knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Character is absolutely essential. Character is who you are. Doesn't matter what box people put you in, that character will still prevail. It will still be on display. Character is who God knows us to be, and it is the display that helps other people to understand our character as well. If you find a person, and upon examination, the word character here, the biblical word for character, it is described as evidence or character that passes the test. Okay? So character is what we put out there on display, but upon further scrutiny, it passes the test. It comes forth as authentic, as genuine. In modern times, people tend to value charisma or personality over character. I want you to know that that is not going to work out well. The Bible talks about that there are people who value appearance more than they value character and discretion, and that is a recipe for heartache. So throughout our life, no matter when you start your journey with Jesus, what he is going to begin to do is produce character in us. Thank God he sets us up on the path to producing character in a way that's not going to destroy us. Character or charisma or personality without character will crash and burn. I'll say that again. Charisma or personality without character will crash and burn. Celebrity without character is going to be a failure. It may be successful financially. I know a lot of people who are successful financially, but they're a failure relationally, and they're a failure spiritually. They never grow up. They never grow in character. They never produce the fruit of the Spirit. And they are wealthy, they are famous, and they are gifted, they're talented, but they don't have character. So I need you to understand, as a child of God, that he's not just looking for what you can do for him, but he is looking to work in us so that when people see us, they see a reflection of Jesus as far as nature and character goes. Okay? Make sure there's plenty of evidence. When, you know, when someone is, should the Lord tarry, have to preach your funeral or your memorial service or your celebration of life, make sure that there is plenty of evidence to support the claim that you are a child of God and your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? That's on us. It comes from standing in by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ and standing in the grace by which we stand and rejoicing in the hope and allowing tribulations to produce in us perseverance and perseverance character. Make sure that you stand the test. Now, that character produces hope, that confident expectation that we have. And verse 5 says, that confident expectation or that hope does not disappoint. It does not put us to shame. It does not humiliate us, and it does not dishonor us. There was a lady by the name of Naomi. Naomi had a husband, and Naomi had two sons. And those two sons each married a wife. And they were living in a foreign land. And while they were there, Naomi's husband died. And then her two sons died. And that left her with two daughters-in-law that, according to the biblical mandates that they had, they were supposed to wait for sons to be born to Naomi, but that wasn't going to happen. And so they both committed that they were going to stay with Naomi, and they were going to, you know, your people will be my people, your God will be my God, we're not leaving you. And Naomi encouraged them, and one of them left. And the other one said, wherever you go, I'm going. And it was not an ideal situation. What she was basically sentencing herself to, according to all of the evidence that was presented at that point, was she was sentencing herself to a life of barrenness and a life where at some point in time there wasn't going to be anybody to take care of her. And so one of the daughter-in-laws decided, okay, you want me to go back to my people? I will go back to my people. Now, here's the sad thing about that encouragement from Naomi was she was encouraging her daughter-in-law to return to her idolatry instead of having a relationship with one true God. I don't ever want to be the type of person that encourages people to go back into their spiritual strongholds of sin. That's a death style, not a lifestyle. No matter how bleak the circumstances are, here's what I can tell you. God's got pathways forward that you don't even know about. He's got things lined up for you that are beyond your wildest comprehension. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So the other one stayed, and she went to work to provide food for her and Naomi. And God granted her favor. He ordered her steps. He directed her path. And she ended up working in a field of a gentleman by the name of Boaz, who had heard about how she had confident expectation that God was going to take care of her and Naomi. Naomi wanted to be called Mara. She wanted to be called Bitterness. I went away full. God brought me back empty. And, you know, she was just kind of all wrapped up in all of the trauma that had happened and saw no way forward. And this lady comes home and says, I worked in a guy in the fields of a guy by the name of Boaz today. And all of a sudden that woman who was bitter said, oh, wow, God's up to something here, because he is one of our kinsmen redeemer. There was a provision in the law that said if there wasn't another relative, that a close relative could step in and fulfill the lineage perpetuation of those who had died. Next thing you know, this lady ends up marrying Boaz, has a son, and that family becomes the family through which David, King David, was born. Told you all of those details about a woman who proceeded with character, who proceeded with confident expectation that no matter how hopeless the situation looked, that her fulfilling her obligation, her love for her mother-in-law, and carrying on and worshiping God, we know her. Her name's Ruth. But I'm sure that a lot more people know her name than know the other daughter-in-law's name. Her name was Orpah. You don't hear many sermons about her because the things, the plans that she had in place, those things did not come to pass. Ruth is a person who had hope, who had confident expectation, and she did not experience shame. She did things that actually Boaz said, look, even if she goes someplace where she's not supposed to go, don't embarrass her. Don't humiliate her. Don't correct her. And so Ruth is not a person that is associated with shame or humiliation, and she is definitely not a person who is dishonored. She is a person who is honored, who is esteemed, and became part of the lineage of God. I pray today that you do not allow the enemy to undermine your confident expectation in God and try and sow seeds of disappointment in your life as if you have missed your appointed time. I love the fact that now doctor's offices will, I mean, not only do they put you on the schedule, not only do they give you a reminder card, but they will send you a text message or an email or communicate with you and say, through an app, and says, hey, you've got an appointment that is coming up because we don't want you to miss it. Our confident expectation of God says, you know what? When I put my faith and trust in God, I'm never going to be humiliated. You know why? We got here because of the love of God. It says, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. And so I was looking at that, and I said, huh. And that's the agape love of God, the unconditional love of God. And I said, I wonder what that term poured out means. I actually thought I was going to find out that it was like being poured out like a drink offering. It didn't mean that. Instead, it meant poured out. It meant shed. It meant given abundantly. And in other words, it's an intentional act, and it's the same word that is used to describe that Jesus shed his blood. It is a description on how the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. It is also a description of how the wrath of God is going to be poured out in the book of Revelation. So right now you may be questioning whether or not God loves you. I want you to know that he does not love you a little bit. He loves you with everything he is. He loves you with his entire existence. And he's not poured that love out hesitantly. He has poured it out abundantly in a lavish manner. And it says that love has been poured out into our hearts or into our innermost being. So if I have if I have a coffee cup and there's a little bit of coffee that hasn't come out of the coffee cup, what I do is I want that coffee out of there so that it doesn't stain the coffee cup and the cup will be cleaned and all that. I begin to pour into that cup clean water, and I pour it in not a little bit, I pour it in abundance. Because what happens is that I'm pouring in, it begins to push out of the top of the cup, all of that stuff that is not supposed to stay in there. So that picture of the love of God being poured into us in abundance is designed to flush out of us all of the sin that had resided inside of us, that had created hostility between us and God, that had created us as enemies of God, that had breached our relationship. The love of God is poured out in such abundance that everything else gets flushed out. So I saw something. I saw a little video. It was a reel, and it was something that really messed with my head. And I had to figure out what was going on. I had to watch it so I could figure out what she was talking. It was a person who had been a dishwasher technician. And she said that there's a lot of people that don't understand. They think you need to clean your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. And then the dishwasher makes them clean. She said, actually, if you try and do that, you end up with dirtier dishes than you do if you just put them into the dishwasher the way that they are. Because in the dishwashers, in a modern dishwasher, there is a sensor. That sensor's entire purpose is to gauge the purity of the water, the cleanliness of the water as it leaves the dishwasher. And so as long as there is food residue on the dishes, the dishwasher knows, I'm going to keep cleaning until it is all gone. And she said, if you remove the visible evidence there, it causes the sensor to think, well, my job here is done, and boom, it goes away. There are a lot of people who live their life and they think, well, I've got to get my life cleaned up before I come to church. I remember a person telling me decades ago, well, I can't go to church. I really don't have anything to wear. They had closets full of clothes to wear. They now were their clothes going to win the garment prize? You know, hey, I'm the best dressed person in church. Maybe not. Who cares? Nobody remembers who the best dressed person in church that day was anyway. I do think that we should present ourselves as best we can. We're representing the King. We're worshiping the King. I think we ought to come ready to do that. But using that as an excuse was invalid. There are a lot of people that say, hey, I've got to get my life cleaned up. And once I get cleaned up, then I'm going to be ready to come to church. You'll never be ready to come to church that way. But if we come to Jesus and say, God, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I've got problems. My character's a mess. I have no hope. I've got no peace. I've got no joy. I need Jesus in my life. And God says, have I got a gift for you? I've got the love of God that is represented in the shed blood, the poured out blood, the abundant. He didn't hold anything back on the blood of Jesus. He said, I'm going to pour that into your heart, into your innermost being. I'm going to use God, the Holy Spirit, to do it because he's really good at it. And I want to give God the Holy Spirit to you because I want you to be successful. And what God the Holy Spirit is going to do is he is not only going to break the sovereignty of sin, but he's going to begin to purge sin out of your life. And the way that he does that is he is going to pour in the love of God over and over and over again. It, you know, when I was in children's church, we had a saying, put yourself under the spout where the glory comes out. You know, where when we position ourselves where the love of God is being poured into us over and over and over again, the natural result should be that sin is losing its grip on us. We're losing our desire for sin, and we're letting it go, and God is removing it from our life. I will tell you this. The Holy Spirit's really good at his job. He's much better at cleaning us up than we are at cleaning ourselves up. Position yourself under the outpouring of the love of God because you will not be disappointed in that situation. So and there was an example I was going to use, and all of a sudden it is slipping my mind, but I am so thankful that God pouring out his love is something that has an effect, a purifying effect on us. You are loved by God today. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.